Okay, so we're at the Glasgow Music Studio. We're joined by Lynn and Chris, and they're going to tell us a bit about the music project that they were involved in. So, first of all, Lynn, tell us a bit about the project and what it was called.
Well, we ran the Jam Project, and it was called the Jam Project 2013, and involved 30 young people from Glasgow who took part in a weekly music making project. So first of all, we started off doing jam sessions where the young people would learn cover songs and work with music teachers to try and bring together their own band. And then they would rehearse over quite a few weeks, and then they went in to record the songs that they've been working on. And finally they did a showcase gig at the Garage in the Stand, where they did basically a gig for friends and family, and it was a really brilliant project.
That was good. So basically, the project is now over for this year, yeah. Is it open to anyone next year, or have you got to be a certain age to take part?
The ages are normally between 10 to 25. We've got a morning group for 16 to 25-year-olds, and then the afternoon group is 10 to 15-year-olds. So, yeah, if you're within that age bracket, you can contact us to take part.
Okay, that's brilliant, and we will speak to Lynn how you can get involved with the project in a wee minute or two, but we're joined by Chris as well, Chris Kirkpark in the project here at the Music Studios. So first of all, Chris, did you like the project?
Of course, yes I did. It was fun, entertaining and interesting. So I took part in March 2013, and I was in the bass, and I got help with Adam Miller, who is the guitar teacher in Glasgow Music Studios, and he showed us how to play the riffs, like the songs we did from Daft Punk to Rihanna, and it was really hard to start, but I got a hand of it on some songs. And also, I tried the drums, that didn't work well. And also, we had singing, guitar, and people doing drums, and they were really good, but it was hard for them to keep up and start, but we did really well in the end.
So, whereabouts did you hear about this project?
Well, I heard it from Enable Scotland, from people. And also, Lynn Howard asked me to join. I said yes. So, I took part, and it took me a while doing them, and I succeeded.
Have you got any songs that you've wrote and recorded?
We did like four songs. First, we started with Stand By Me by, I can't mind his name, but I know John Lennon did one. Daft Punk, Get Lucky, the newest song, which was the comeback of the band, and we did Rihanna, Diamonds, which we did, but I don't really like that song that much because of the loop-to-loop Diamonds, 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 and we did Twist and Shout by the Beatles.
Oh.
Adam's favourite band.
Yeah. A bit of the Beatles, you can't be good. So now that the course is over, Chris, what are you up to now?
I'm still working here, cleaning, setting up, and helping the studio grow big. Also, I will do stocking, toilet cleaning, which is a pain. And also, I stay home, relax, and just chill out.
Do you like working here, yeah?
Yeah, I do. It's something to do.
How many days a week?
Monday to Friday, total 15 hours a day, 1 till 4.
So 15 hours a week.
Oh, a day.
15 hours a week.
Yeah. Alright, thanks, Chris. Well, we might hear a bit of your music going on Able Radio. If we can get a copy of Lynn, that would be cool. So, Lynn, finally, before we let you go, because I know you're busy people in here, how can people get involved with the project next year?
Well, as I say, we're hoping to get funding again from Creative Scotland so that we can run the project, and we will know by January 2014. So if anyone is interested in getting involved, or they know a young person that wants to get involved, if you can send an email in to us, the email address is info@glasgowmusicstudios.co.uk. We've only got so many places, but if you can get in there quickly, we should be able to accommodate you.
Okay, thanks, Lynn and Chris, and good luck to you. And you never know, you might hear your music on Able. So you have been listening to Able On Demand live at, well, not live, because it's recorded at the Glasgow Music Studio. So thanks to Chris and Lynn for joining us.
Thank you.